This is the first of a three-part series about a unique resource of Pocahontas County, its beautiful night skies, unblemished by artificial lights, and about the threat posed by light pollution not only on those great night sky views, but also on several species that reside here. In Part 1, Mary Dawson of the Watoga State Park Foundation enlightens us about Watoga Park's efforts to become a dark sky park and provides us with an overview of the effects of light pollution.
Natural resources of West Virginia are obvious to anyone who's been in our state. Fishing streams, whitewater rivers, lakes, skiing areas, and mountain biking and hiking trails attract visitors from around the world. However, one natural resource the state can claim may not be so obvious. That is, until the sun goes down. The state's low levels of light pollution provide extremely clear, dark night skies, particularly in the more scarcely populated areas of our state. Watoga State Park, located in the rural area of Pocahontas County, is attempting to take advantage of its dark sky resource by applying to become a dark sky park, as designated by the International Dark Sky Association, which is IDA. In order to be approved, Watoga must demonstrate that it provides a clear and suitably dark night sky to its visitors while also taking steps to eliminate light pollution. IDA defines light pollution as the inappropriate or excessive use of artificial light. Light pollution is most obvious in urban areas where lighting in public spaces, industrial areas, or around residences or roadways obscures visibility of the night sky. However, light pollution can occur anywhere, even in your own backyard. According to the IDA, there are five ways light pollution negatively affects the planet. Light pollution can have devastating effects on wildlife, as many plants and animals are dependent on a clear, light, and dark cycle to govern their behavior. Studies have suggested that light pollution is harmful to humans through increased risks of obesity, sleep disorders, depression, and there has been no clear scientific confirmation that an increase of outdoor lighting results in a decrease in automobile accidents or crime. Also, this excess of outdoor lighting costs energy and money to produce. Light pollution obscures the full wonder of the night sky and the stars, the constellations and planets that have inspired humans for centuries. Thankfully, light pollution can be reversed through three simple principles: reduce, direct, limit. By reducing outdoor lighting to only that which is absolutely necessary, directing that lighting exclusively at what is to be eliminated, and limiting the time outdoor lights are active through the use of timers or motion sensors, light pollution could be eliminated. The dark sky resource of West Virginia attracts astronomers, photographers, and stargazers to the rural areas of the state, while also enriching the experiences of countless campers, hikers, and residents. As urban areas of the country continue to develop, maintaining and taking advantage of West Virginia's dark skies can only benefit the state and the country into the future. At Watoga State Park, we love the sunny days spent on a hiking trail. Now we're looking forward to the night and beautiful starry skies.
Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of this series, in which Megan Dister, an AmeriCorps volunteer, talks to us about the threat that light pollution poses to bats. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.